Under President Trump, Immigration and Customs Enforcement has ramped up efforts to deport Iraqi nationals whose legal status is in the U.S. is in limbo. Courts have issued orders for them to be deported. But the government in Iraq won't take them back unless they agree to come voluntarily. Many of these Iraqis have been in the U.S. for decades. Chaz Sisk with member station WPLN in Nashville reports their situation has triggered a massive court battle.
When immigration authorities came to Munir Subahani's apartment in Nashville, he suspected the worst.
Immigration knocked my door. Almost 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not opening the door.
Subahani didn't open his door, and the ICE agents left. 3 days later, he received a foreboding letter in the mail. It asked him to report to an immigration office nearby.
They say you got meeting. Meeting for what? Now I'm scared. I don't want to do that.
He had reason to be worried. Since 2004, when he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor marijuana possession, Munir Subahani has faced a deportation order. But it wasn't enforced until 2017. That's when ICE rounded up nearly 300 Iraqis nationwide, including Subahani. After his arrest, he spent most of the next year shuffling between detention centers. Finally, he signed a piece of paper stating he was willing to go back to Iraq.
And I sign, I get tired.
There are about 1,400 Iraqis across the U.S. with unenforced deportation orders. They include refugees from Saddam Hussein's regime, like Subahani, ethnic Kurds, and Chaldean Christians. Many have lived in the United States for decades, and the Iraqi government won't guarantee their safety if they return. Miriam Ackerman is with the American Civil Liberties Union.
What ICE has done here to Munir is what it's trying to do to hundreds of Iraqis, which is deport them to a country that is extremely dangerous.
Ackerman is leading a class action lawsuit to stop the deportations. A spokesman for ICE declined to be interviewed, but in a written statement, the agency said allowing people like Subahani to stay would put communities at risk and undermine immigration laws. Again, Miriam Ackerman with the ACLU.
ICE has really simply had an incredible disregard for court orders and has violated them right, left, and center. And Munir's case is really the most extreme example.
Subahani ended up back in Iraq almost 6 months ago. He found shelter with an ailing brother, the only home he could find after a quarter century away. With no papers showing he was an Iraqi citizen, he was afraid to leave his home.
I stayed in the house like I told you, 6 months. I'm not going nowhere. Yeah, it's not safe. The people, crazy.
Subahani's fortunes changed last fall when a federal judge determined ICE should not have deported him without an immigration hearing. The judge ordered ICE to take the unusual step of bringing him back to the U.S. Late last month, Subahani traveled back to Nashville, where three friends greeted him at the airport. Subahani's gait was wobbly, and he'd lost about 40 pounds. While overseas, he says he'd been unable to get his prescription for heart medication refilled. Subahani now hopes to work with a friend's food truck business, but he can't be sure his ordeal is over.
Maybe it's picking me up again. I'm not for sure. Maybe tomorrow. You never know.
Caught between two countries, neither of which is eager to have him, Subahani's immigration status may remain in doubt for years. For NPR News, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.